Tav Chav Tes. Simon Tav Chav Tes. Dinei Chodesh Nisan. The first, it's pretty easy. The beginning of these laws are very general, very simple. Nisan Hu Rosh Hachadoshim. We all know the Nisan is the first of the months. Bnei Gidulasa Lachain, because of its significance, because of its greatness. Lachain Avopis Shehashana Moinin Mitishrei. Even though, when we look at the year, we count from Tishrei. I mean, to some degree, it's Yom Hadin on Tishrei. Because Mokam Hachadoshim Moinin Nisan. Even though I guess he means money means the calendar year, it's Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Tavshin Ayin Zayin has changed from when we came to Tishrei, right? When we count the calculate the years, it's not no longer Tavshin Ayin Vav. When did it change from Tavshin Ayin Vav to Tavshin Ayin Zayin? Tishrei. Mm-hmm. But Tishrei is the seventh month. So why don't we change months? Why don't we change years on Chodesh Nisan? So that's what it says of here. Mikol Makom, even though we do take into consideration Tishrei, Mikol Makom Hachadoshim, the months Moinim Minisan Shenemer Hachodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. We should Lachem Lachot Shehashana Kolimah Shebnei Shei Rosh Lachol Hachadoshim Lachem Yisroel Rishon. It should remain number one Leminyan Hachadoshim. So years are calculated from Tishrei, months are calculated from Nisan. The greatness lies in the fact that that was the month when we came out of Mitzrayim. It was revealed Hashem's providence, divine providence upon his creatures, his signs, his wonders, Lerasha Kirishasa Umashalim Toivul Oyavov Kimosha Kumokmo Shigaparo Luparo Ulamitsrayim Vigoal Es Yisrael. So it's a month of Hashkocha Pratis. It's a month when it was revealed that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he calls the shots. Base. Vulama Nifkara Khadesh Azeminesha Mitsrim of Dubilitle. The Egyptians worship the sheep, Shuhu Roish Hamazolois. What's the word? The Afudas Ho'agula. What's that mean? What? The Zodiac? In the Afudas Ho'agula, in the Zodiac, Umazel Tle Meshamesh B'chodesh Nisan, Mazel Tle serves in the first month, Uparo Samach Al Koichai Umazoloi Ulechein, Avki B'makas Barad Nishbar Liboy Hazoyna, even though during Makas Barad, Paro's heart already was broken, to the point where he said, "Ashamar Hashem Hatzadik Vani Vami Horishoy Mikol Magam Achakach B'Makas Harbe Herim Roishoy." The next Makah, he once again became a Mechutzif Kidusiv VaYigore Yishosam Meis Pnei Paro U'Makas Choyshach Yotza B'Chutz B'Gedoyla Ashamar LeMoish Rabbeinu Al Toisif Reos Parnai. No longer shall you see me V'Atam Emneish Os Karvoy Meinisan. Because why? Wow, so he's saying an incredible Chiddush there, Aruch HaShulchan. How could it be that Paro, after he was smitten by Barad and already acknowledged Hashem Hatzadik Vani Vami Horishoim, he suddenly had an about face for Arba and Choshech? The answer is because Arba and Choshech was right next was next to Chodesh Nisan. Yeah. He was getting closer to Chodesh Nisan. Barad took place in Shvat, whatever it is, but it took place further back in the winter. So therefore, he was far away from his month that he of his mazel. But now when he came close within range of Chodesh Nisan, which was the mazel of the Egyptians, that was their strong time of the year, Ubotach al mazoloi sheb Chodesh hazeh, and that's why now he once again had chutzpah, he hardened his heart. V'zeu sh'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, ha'chodesh hazeh lochem roish chodeshim, klemar, ha'chodesh hazeh sheparo, this paro, that paro thinks he's waiting until it will come so he can overcome the Jewish people, she'mamtin olav ye lochem, will be for you, roish chodeshim, she'bozeh tisparer, in this month it will become clear, ki ein mamish b'mazolos, there is nothing in the mazolos, v'Hashem hu alakim, Hashem is the God, v'shmaim v'alaris mitochas, einon v'yishol him b'sigul asai, and therefore, Rishon Hu Lochem Lechot Shehashan. A beautiful drush. Where do you get such a beautiful drush like this? Mm-hmm. From the Aruch HaShulchan to explain.
We do have something with the mazalos, right? They have something.
Well, we do take it right. And we do take the predisposition. But Ein Mazal Yisrael, so you can overcome the mazal through the Koyach of Tefillah. But this is an amazing Yisrael to explain Pshut HaShul Mikra in the Torah. Why Paro suddenly made an about change, made a 180 after he acknowledged, after Makas Bara. The answer is because he was coming towards a time of the year where he was confident that his mazel would come to his aid, and that was coming near Chodesh Nisan. That's why he changed his mind.
There's another aspect.
Yeah.
Barah Hotziyam.
He told it also. He saw there's a blood, right?
Blood. A sign of blood, and
it was a bad sign for us.
Like, I say it's like Rorschach. He saw that as doom for Klal Yisrael, right. But Hashem saw it as the blood that we talked about. You know, before we talked about the Dam Mila and the Dam of the
Dam Pesach Dam Mila. Right? So it turned to be good blood. Nechna, but Pyre was very into the mazalos. Ois Gimel. Due to the exalted nature of this month, that's also the reason why Hashem delayed the Chanukas HaMishkan to Chodesh Nisan. Kidachsev bepekudei vehanesiyim hegrivu yom yom karbonoseihem, every day they were karbonos lechanukas hamizbech. Kidachsev bin parshas bin naso. Every nasi he made on his day a yomtiv, and likewise in the times of Mashiach will build a nisan. In the pasuk parashas perik basra, the misach tosefim, the oimer sham. Therefore, ain oimer tachanus kol yimei nisan. First of all, what he says is very controversial. He says that la'asa love of the bayis shlishi will be built in nisan. Not everyone agrees to that. Some hold that the Chanukas HaMikdash will be in Cheshvan. Cheshvan. Right? So here he says that just like the Bayis Rishon was, I'm sorry, the Mishkan was inaugurated in Chodesh Nisan, so too the Bayis Shlishi will be inaugurated in Nisan. Now maybe it doesn't mean inaugurated, maybe it means being built. But the celebration to commemorate the inauguration is another medrash, a very famous medrash that says it'll take place in Chodesh Cheshvan. Okay, so obviously there are chiluk ideas, or it has to be understood more, with more. There's more pieces that we need to fill in to understand exactly what it means. Now, due to its exalted nature, we do not recite Tachanon, the entire Chodesh Nisan. You do not fast. Ad Sheyavo Nisan Levad HaBechairos. There's only one exception, and that is Erev Pesach. The firstborn, Shemisanim Er Pesach Ve'inayim Period. Now, what about Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself? Also, some have a custom to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan because that was the Betira of
Nadav
Aviv. Exactly. So, therefore, there are really two exceptions to Chodesh Nisan if you can fast: Erev Pesach and Rosh Chodesh.
Even
a Chosin. A Chosin can't fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan because really it is a fast day. Ve'ein oimrim tzidkoschot tzedek b'shabes b'mincha. We do not recite tzidkoschot tzedek on Shabbos mincha. Ve'ein maspidim, but we do not eulogize the entire month. Gam ein oimrim tzidek hadin. We do not recite at the cemetery tzidek hadin. 14 psukim expressing amuna that Hashem is a tzaddik. U'medivrei Rabbeinu Abayis Yosef mevuor derak ligzor tainus mitzibur aser. You're not allowed to be goes to tainus sibur. Avol yochid bifnei atzma yochel l'sanes shekosav ein l'sanem boy. Period. But a yachid can fast. Shekasav ein misanim boy lahaske b'tzibur. Avol ra. Period. Avol rabbeinu ramo kasav shenagu de ein misanim boy tainus klal afilu yoyim shemeis be'aviv ve'oyimoy v'chasim b'yom chupas so yachel l'sanes k'mas shekasav l'kamon sibur tov k'vayin gimel. So he says here hashulchan. Let's go take step by step. First of all, we have here machlokes apayiskim. Can a yachid fast during Chodesh Nisan? It's clear as day that we're not goyzer. Bezdin is not goyzer. Tainus tzibur. But that does not necessarily mean that Yechidim are not allowed to fast in Chodesh Nisan. For example, a Chosan, a Yartzeit, or for every reason, the person wants to fast in Chodesh Nisan. He presents here Machlaikis. The Mechaber Amos says that, not like the Mechaber, that no one, even a Yochid, should not fast during the entire month of Nisan. But he does say that a Chosan is allowed to fast. The Chosan, Yom Chupas, Yochel, Lassanis, Kvashakosav, Lekamon, Sivim, Tov, Kuf, Ayin, Gimel, Vatainis, Chaloim, Pshita, Shemis, Anin, the Ein, Tzach, Lemesav, Tainis, Letanisai, Kim, Shabbos, Vyam, the person fasts Tainis, Chaloim, and Chodesh, Nisan, he does not need to make up that fast and fast another fast day during another time of the year, period. The Ein, Lishal, Eza, Yichos, Yeshal, Yom, HaShachar, Pesach, you'll ask a question, maybe until Chodesh, till Pesach, the days are Choshem, because until that point, until when you're building up to Pesach, these are days of joy. But why should the days after Pesach,
to the
Nesim as well, but why should the days after Pesach be Choshev? Be'ein lishol eze yichus yesh lahayamim sha'achar ha-pesach liyesh lahayam. The answer is, the hoil says she'yotzer roif ha-chaydesh be'kedusha. The answer is we go basar roif. Since most of the month, until you finish Pesach, is the majority of the month, Memela, the remainder of the month also is exempt from Tachlin. Uvi MS, Ein Tzach Luchol Zeh, you do not need to come on to this answer, that's the common answer. To Kol Chodesh Nisan Kodesh Ubnei HaTanim Sheba'arnu, the whole month is holy in its own right. The fact that it is the month when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem showed us that the Mazalos have no meaning whatsoever. It's chosh in its own right, and therefore you do not need to come on to the answer of roif. V'yim hisane b'shabes shemesuch nisan tainis chaloyim tzoch lemesav tainis latanisa yisane b'yoy mocher afshuhu b'nisan. Another halacha, if a person fasts a tainis chaloyim on Shabbos, so the halacha is you have to fast another day to make a kapara for fasting on Shabbos. One would think that you have to make up the fast not during Chodesh Nisan. You should make up the fast. You should fast in the next month. He says, no, if a person fasts on Shabbos and Chodesh Nisan Tanis Chaloyim, so then you should fast immediately on Sunday. Two days in a row. But let's say you're already in the 10th day of the month, Yaniach hatainis ad yoim zeh mibnei shutainis sadikim mitamim sheyispar b'sim tofkof pei. In other words, if you fast in the beginning of the month, you have a Shabbos in the beginning of the month, and you fast on Shabbos, so now you're mechuyev to make up a tainis litanisai. So if you're approaching soon Yud Nisan, the 10th day of Nisan, that is the ideal day to fast. Because Yud Nisan is called Etainis. Why is Yud Nisan Etainis Sadikim? I guess that's the day when they took the Korban Pesach. On the 10th day of Nisan was the day when the Jewish people took the idol of Mitzrayim for their... Now we observe Shabbos HaGadol as a commemoration for what took place on Yud Nisan, but he does seem to say here that the day of the 10th day of Nisan, to some extent, is called Etainis Tzadikim Mita'amim Shenisvaru B'Sim Tov Kuf Pei, which will be explained much, much later on. I'm not sure we're going to get there. As we mentioned, that some also fast on Rosh Chodesh because it's the day when Nadav Avihu died. So Sach HaKol we take out of this is that there are really three very significant days of Chodesh Nisan, of days that are really fit for fasting. Number one is Rosh Chodesh. Number two is Erev Pesach, Tainis Bukharim. Number three is Yud Nisan. Most of us don't fast any of these days. Right, Rosh Chodesh, we don't fast any of the above. Tainis Bechorim, that we're matir, we push off with a siyum. And if you can't go to a siyum, so some matir, you can give tzedakah. And you can be poided the tainis with tzedakah. But it's interesting to take note that these 3 days indeed are really days that are meant to fast. I remember we learned once that years ago there was no such thing as making a siyum on Erev Pesach. Go back a couple hundred years, you fasted. It was a davar pashut. Erev Pesach was a tainis. Next, halacha dal. The ein oimer mizmo l'soda. We did not recite mizmo l'soda. Erev Pesach l'chol yimei Pesach l'fi she betoida bo chometz. A toida has 40 breads. 10 of those breads are chometz. Maker hadin, you're allowed to eat the breads of the toida for the entire day and the following night. So, but now, if you bring the toida first thing in the morning, it shouldn't be a problem. Look, go to Bagel Hall, Erev Pesach. It doesn't seem like there's a problem. What?
Yeah, I mean, Bagel or any bagel store.
It doesn't seem like there's a problem eating chametz or Pesach, so what's the problem bringing
bagel,
carbon...
What pagel?
You won't be able to finish it.
You're just saying that you won't be able to finish. Breakfast,
Dad.
You have a big breakfast.
Why?
He's talking about the toy.
Let's say you bring the carbon toy the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, but
there are 10 breads.
Until when can you eat it?
Well, until 10 o'clock, exactly. Like I told you, go to the bagel store. So until when can you eat bagels there at Pesach? 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever it is, 9, 10 o'clock. So do people have a problem there eating bagels 8 o'clock in the morning? What? So that's the answer. Since it's kachim, so since me ikar hadin, you can eat the breads all the way until the next morning. a whole day and the following night. It's has the status of kotcha kotcha. It's a unique halacha by k'toyda, even though it's kotcha kalim, but the achila is a short zman of one day and one night. So therefore, we don't want to be memayit the potential zman. Therefore, we do not bring karma toyda. And since the mizmor l'soda corresponds to the karma toyda, we do not recite mizmor l'soda on erev Pesach. You do not say the Mishnah of Toida. We don't say then. We don't say, if it's a Monday or Thursday, we do not recite Kelachayim. We do not say Lama Tseach, Yancha, period. The Asvardim Ein Oimim Zeh B'chol HaChodesh. We do not recite Lama Tseach, and we do not recite Kelachayim the entire month. The Chayin Ein Oimim Yehirot Son Shachar HaKriyas HaTorah B'Beiz V'Hei. V'Einoisim HaZkara, we do not recite Kelmolei B'chol HaChodesh Nisan. The Chavar Nisparsh Ein Oimim Tzidik Adin V'Meile The Gam Kaddish Lekov, you're not going to say Tzidik Adin, you're not going to say the Kaddish HaGadol.
It's called Kelmolei.
Kelmolei, yes, Kelmolei. You do not say the Kaddish HaGadol. Ach, Yichom Loima is a Mizmor, Vlibel of Kaddish, you can say a Kaddish Drabonan. Okay, so it says here, and so we paskin, you do not say the Kaddish HaGadol during Chodesh Nisan. That's what it says. That's what it says. You do not say at the cemetery, you do not say the Kaddish HaGadol. What you do say, it says, is you say a Mizmor, and you say the Kaddish Drabonan. Okay, I'm not sure we pass like this. I don't remember. I don't know. But this is what it says here. It says here that during the days of Chodesh Nisan, you do not say the Kaddish HaGadol. The next best thing is to say a Mishnah or whatever, a Mizmor, and you say the Kaddish Derabanan.
What about Friday afternoon?
Friday, I guess the same thing. Friday, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. V'aminig lema Mizmor Memtes. The minig is to say Mizmor Memtes. What does it say there, Mizmor Memtes? I don't know. Uvaim Kaddish. One of the michtam is michtam nasan that's tezvav memtes ve'oymer kaddish v'chacham befanav period. The meaning is the same as memtes, and you say kaddish means a kaddish the rabbanan v'chacham befanav.
Memtes is lamaseich
v'nekarach mizmar. Okay, so we say that mizmar, and then you say kaddish the rabbanan at the cemetery. Let's say a talmud chacham rachman l'islan dies erev Pesach v'chacham befanav pshita. Shetzlichim lehafsida, we do deliver eulogies. Sharei ein moid befnei tal mechacham, the kol shkem benitzan ve'ayim hashama le'el simin tov chof. Okay, so.
Hey, you need a minion with the Kaddish.
Yeah, so.
Kelmolei, you don't need a minion, but.
Oh, this is halacha.
Not the same. Come on, Kelmolei, you could say.
For a tal mechacham?
Yes.
Well, you're allowed to say Kelmolei.
For a tal mechacham. It says, a tal mechacham befanim yemastud. Chodesh Nisan, it says, the Chacham bifanah pshita shetzrichim lehafsido, you must deliver eulogy.
Okay, everybody else should say, I'm not supposed to deliver a eulogy.
Eulogy, but,
he's not a Talmud Chacham,
but anyway, the Rabbanim permitted us with mavdil between Yikar Dechayi, Yikar Dechivei, and it's therapeutic for the family, v'chulu v'chulu, and that's why Bezman HaZeh were extremely lenient. It's not a joke.
What do you do, Chalamayit? You say, Kelmon?
Say, no, definitely, there's no Kelmon, no, definitely not. The Shaila is a thing. No, what?
A Kaddish Rabbanah?
I guess so, yeah. A Kaddish Rabbanah you can always say. A Kaddish Rabbanah you can always say. But you don't say a Chalamayit, you don't give him a spedim either. What about a Chacham Bifanav? You do. Rav Yosher Ber died. Rav Yosher Ber's Levi was on the Cholam, right? Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik.
So that's Hesped. Hesped. Don't say about Kelmolei.
What? No, Kelmolei you definitely don't. Kelmolei you don't do. Hesped the Mechacham Befanav, even Cholamoy they do. Halacha, hey. V'nehagim l'harbois k'tzas be'achilu shtiyah b'yoyim sh'achar ha'chag. V'hu isru chag. Okay, yesterday was isru shushan for him.
Not in your shine.
What?
It was
right. It was Isru Shushan Purim. Sunday was Purim. Monday was Shushan Purim. So Tuesday. So Monday. Sunday.
Yesterday was
Tezayin. I'm walking this. Sunday was Purim. Monday was Shushan Purim. Tuesday was Isru Shushan Purim. That's a joke.
That's right. And all the rabbanim
and
the New York area are in the village this year.
You're
stopping out of
the
what?
Because
of
the snow.
No, some people don't say because it's Sheshesh.
Because of what?
It's the 16th.
Right, some do not. V'lo Yavar. Every Hava meeting in the Gemara has an effect. since the Gemara having that you should be able to learn the Megillah on day 16 and day 17, the Gemara has a suggestion. It says in the Megillah, Bizmanehem, which were marbed two additional days to learn the Megillah. Megillah Nigra, so Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. Yud Aleph and Tezvav is beferish in the Pasuk, right? Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, you don't need to be marbed. It's Yom Asifa, Yom Kinisa Lakol. It's Pasha, you can learn on Yud Gimel. So what is the word Bizmanehem coming to be marbed? Coming to be marbed, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Kasha, maybe it's coming to be marbed Tezayin and Yud Zayin. And for the Gemara, V'lo Yavar. Since it says V'lo Yavar, don't be marbed after, but you can be marbed before. Chassidim say that since the Gemara had a Havamina, that you should be marbed Tez, Zayin, and Yud Zayin, even a Havamina has an impact. L'may nafkamina, you don't say Tachnun. You don't say, better than L'chaim, also L'chaim, you don't say Tachnun. You don't say Tachnun on Tez, Zayin, and Yud Zayin.
And
it's the Shiraim
of the...
Okay, next. Let's go further. I'm going to go by Mizvah Tez, I'm going to go by the Mishid, the Shach, the Haspida, the Shari, the Eimah, the Havchacham, the Koshchem, the Nisim, the Mashama, the El Tov, Sim, Tov, Chof. Period. Halacha, hey. V'nehagim l'harbois k'tzas b'achil v'shtir b'yom shach ha'chag v'hu ishru chag. Okay, the day after Pesach is called ishru chag, and there's a minig to be marbe b'suda. V'haminig shalo l'sanes bo, the minig is not to fast, the koshav k'tzas k'yom tov. The ishru chag shvuis, Kiyom Tov, the Ishru Chag Shavuos. Kiyom Tov, the Ishru Chag Shavuos. Vadei hu Yom Tov, Shabo Hoy Noam. Period. Kiyom Tov, period. The Ishru Chag Shavuos. Vadei hu Yom Tov, Shabo Hoy Yom Tovoach. That's called the day of slaughter. The Tovsu Liyom Tov called Ishru Chag, and because of that, he's explaining what it means over here. Kol Ishru Chag Gam Shol Pesach V'Gam Shol Sukkah. So we think over here is that the day after Shavuos, let's assume Shavuos really is only one day, is the sixth day. So the seventh day of Sivan is called Yom Tevoach. What's Yom Tevoach? I don't remember. I'm going to say the wrong thing. I don't remember why it was called Yom Tevoach. The day when they learned the halachas of I don't remember. Let's leave it out. But the day after Shavuos in Halacha is called a Yom Tov. Therefore, in order there should be no confusion between the Yom Tov of after Shavuos and the day after Pesach and Sukkot, by extension, for the Kovot of the day after Shavuos, Chazal enacted that Ishru Chag on Sukkot, Ishru Chag following Pesach, should also be a day of Tainus. Now you'll tell me, but anyway, the whole Nisan we don't fast. You're not allowed to fast. You'll ask, but anyway, the whole Chodesh Nisan we don't fast. What he explains: V'tavso liyom tov kol ishru chag gam shel Pesach v'shel Sukkot. Period. U'v'sukkah amru kol oisa ishru lechag be'achila v'shusia. Male anyone that makes an iser lechag be'achila u'shusia male lo v'akosav ki ilu bonem mizbeach v'hikrav olav karbon shnemer ishru chag ba'avoysim ad karnos ha'mizbeach. You shall attach to the festival with ropes until the corners of the mizbeach perish rashi b'loshen echad that ishru chag koi is referring to ishru chag the day after Yom Tov ayin sham v'nirli yitokhi perusho dihinei simch sachak kishemachavim l'shem shemayim ikra simcha b'har karbonos shal mei simon ikra simcha comes from the bring of the karbonos v'yim be'haf b'yim be'his spilus nafshai hakishur l'hashem a person's intensity his neshama is overwhelmed it's connected to Hashem somach gam kein b'yom shal achrav v'oichel me'hashlom shal esmol d'shlomim ne'cholom l'shnei yom v'lai l'echad havi ha'toysefais d'cha'elu levar ha'korbonos
Bonagamkin is
also considering building the Mizbech. So I guess what it means over here is that since you bring Karbanos on Yom Tov and you keep the Karbanos for 2 days, so Ishru Chag to some degree is an extension of the Yom Tov. Since the Shlomim, the Shalmei Chagiga, can be eaten for 2 days and one night, two days and one night in between, so it's an extension, so therefore we give Chashivas to the day after Pesach and the day after Sukkot.
Yom Tovoach was called because there were a lot of carbonas they brought on that day, because the carbonas you couldn't bring on Shavuot, you brought the day.
You're not allowed to bring a private carbon on Yom Tov, right? So you have to bring, people have an obligation in the Oil Shriya. The carbonas. When it comes to Sukkot and Pesach, they brought the oil, the carbonas on Cholamoy.
Cholamoy. Shavuot is called Cholamoy, basically.
The whole, so the whole, right? The whole, so the
base,
the mashlim, hashlama,
tachna, because you had the hashlama,
hashlama. Those 7 days. But since the first day, the first day after Shavuos was the day when everyone brought a carbon, so therefore it was called Yom Tovoach. Okay, so we take away from this, I say two things. Number one, the reason why we have Isru Chag, the main Isru Chag is the Isru Chag of Shavuos, because that's called the Yom Tovoach. As Rav Meir explained, everyone who comes to the regular Shlosh has to bring Shalmei Chagiga and Oil Asriya. You do not bring your Shalmei Chagiga and Oil Asriya on Yom Tov itself. You're not allowed to, because you don't bring a carbon that's only a Rishus. That you can do bring later on Yom Tov itself. So the day when they brought the bulk of the Karbonos was the day after Shavuos. So it was a big Yom Tov. Memela, once we have a Yom Tov for the day after Shavuos, we also have a Yom Tov after Sukkot and after Pesach. The second reason is the Karbonos that were being offered on Yom Tov, the Shalom that were being offered before, I guess the Shalom that you can offer a carbon because it's for eating. The Shalom that you can offer can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Therefore, every day after Yom Tov, you're continuing to eat the korbanos that were offered for in honor of the Yom Tov. Halacha vav. Isav b'sachim shalom v'darshim melachos Pesach koydim l'Pesach shloshim yom v'hikshu abaham ehach. The shalom megillah. The Moshe, why do we need it? Why? What do you mean that we inquired 30 days before? But Moshe tikkun l'hem lishol shloshim melachos Pesach b'Pesach. Hilchos Chag Bichag, the Mashal Rak B'Pesach Atzma, only on Pesach itself. So we have a Stira. Why do we prepare 30 days in advance? The Chazal told us you're only supposed to darshan bo b'yom. V'tirtzu kamei tirutzim al zeh, de nafkamina le'echad shoyel shaloi b'hilchos ha'Pesach v'yachad b'hilchos ha'Pesach u'koydem. One answer is, if a person Rav has two questions. If a Rav has presented with two questions, which one does he answer first? The answer is the one that's asking Hilchos Pesach. Since you're within 30 days of Pesach, he gets the answer first. V'yoti rutzim v'emes the Rishami perakam the Pesachim Isa the Zer the Beis Havad Kolaymar the Beis Hamedrash the Mokim Asifas Hachachamim Havi Lamayom. You have to appear 30 days in advance. Kol Yochel LaAtzmoi Rak BePesach. The simple answer is that each individual himself only has to prepare on Pesach itself, but the Tzibur, the Beis Havad, they begin learning 30 days before Yom Tov. V'achshav haminig sharav darish b'Shabbos Hagadol v'Shabbos Shuvah v'yesh lidrosh me'in yano ulehalahiv lahalif esa'am l'toyra u'liyira, to inspire the people to the Torah u'liyira al v'nyonish shelos shal Pesach. L'shayich, you need to go answer all the common questions. The kol echad shol mash nistapik lo im lo dvarim klalim v'kol echad darish l'fi koychay. When it comes to questions, you can't answer everyone's question in shul for 15 minutes. Everyone has to come forward and ask the rabbi their private questions. The rabbi has to dash matters in order to inspire the tzibur l'toyra u'liyira.
That's not necessarily the minute.
Right, the minute is halacha. So he says the halacha klolios. To go over the basic Seder Hadar. In fact, a lot of people criticizing is Nikra Ege Drosh, Rila Halacha, should not be for Drosh. Some rabbis do both. When they break up their Drosha, half the Drosha is Halacha, half the Drosha is Drosh. Or in the morning they say Halacha, in the afternoon they say Drosh, or Vukhul, Vukhul, they do all different things. But over here it's very interesting. Over here the Rosh Hashulchan says that Nikra Drosh should be Lahalav Esa'am, to inspire them, Litoira Uliyira. What to pask and Shilas, what to do. You can't go answer everyone's questions. Everyone has a different question. Everyone has to come forward and ask their prayer questions privately to get to know. They need to learn what they need to know. Halacha Zayin.
What the Mefarshim, I know Reb Moshe had said also, is that the Taich of Shloshim Yom B'Tnei Kodem Achag is that, let's say we're learning Yecheskel in the morning and it's 30 days before the Yontif, and all of a sudden I have a question and I interrupt you and I say I have a question on Pesach, I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, that's what that's it.
Yeah, right.
Right, that's definitely what you're not allowed to. That's it. First, there's a question you're allowed to ask Kedim before you learn the other Yontif. Halacha Zayin. V'no'agu kol Yisrael b'mos chitim. The minhag in Chodesh Nisan is to collect money for the poor. Liknois lanim kemach flour pesach alitin lechem most the money shiknu beatzvam b'chol mitzvah dar be'ir yud beis chodesh. Anyone who lives in the city for 12 months chayiv litin lezez an obligation to participate in the collection for the for moho schitiv. Yachshav noagu shafilu hadosh shloishim yom. The minigazim is living in 30 days. Tzach litin lezez v'gam tal nechacham. Tzach litin lezez shezehu tzedaka v'loy mas. This is not a tax. V'zehu le'abo l'dor, a person who comes to live in the city v'loy lehishtakeya. A person that's coming to live in the city and not lishtakeya, that then the shir is not to live there permanently, you're just coming there as a temporary. Then Hashir Yud Beis Chodesh Olamid Yoyim Aval Habol Ishtakeya. But a person comes and moves and he buys a house and I'm settling here for good, even though he's only here living here for one day, Chayiv Miyad Litein, you have to give the money to the most Chidim immediately, part of it, you have to contribute. V'chein Oni Hador Be'ir Olamid Yoyim Chayavim Litein Lo Kemach Pesach, he's entitled to receive. Then he follows the other rule of person that passed in place to place, at least he gets matzah. An ani that's deciding to live here permanently in the city, צריכים ליתן לו מיד קמח לפסח. ולא מו יגורה העוני המקבל מהאושר הנוסן. Why should the oni that comes to live here permanently be different than the usher who's giving? דבדעתו להשתקיע. Once you decide that you're going to permanently set up residence in the city, have מיד כבן עיר. הלכס. ליתן קרוז בבית הכנסת. צורך גדול. Tzorich gadol, lebnei tzorich gadol, mutar b'chol chodesh nisan, v'loy b'tishrei mitam sheispar b'simin tov reish beis. To make an announcement in the Beis HaKnesses for a purpose is mutar b'nad nisan b'nad in tishrei. V'noyagim, what does he mean? Announcement. Let's explain. V'noyagim, I don't know what he means over here. What's the kruz? You don't bother people. You make collections in tishrei. I don't know why. You don't make collections, but in Chodesh Nisan you do make these collections. You do make announcements for important matters. V'noyhagin mirosh Chodesh ve'elach likros parash hanasi shel oisa yoyim. There's a minhag amongst Nusach Sfard to take out the Sefer Torah and to read the parashas of the nasi of that particular day of Yom Yud Gimel. Yikra min zois chanukas ha-mizbeach ad kein osa es ha-menorah shezeu neged shevet Levi. After Chatzos, you should read Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem v'chol haparshios hamedabris minyan haPesach. The Achar Mincha Oimer Seder Korban Pesach, and you read the Seder Korban Pesach v'nitfas b'sidurim uve alpe v'nitfas b'sidurim uve'er Pesach Shachris. So first, let's review. The first 12 days you read the Nesiim. Day 13 you read Zoyitz Chanukas HaMizbeach until Kenos Menorah, that's the Levi. This is, you, I never heard this before, is that Erev Pesach you read from HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem all the way, I guess, until Parshas Truma. Until, I don't know, how far do you go? I mean, you read all the way, until Parshas, until Parshas Bo. Until Bo. Till B'shalach, you read it. Why B'shalach also eats it? I don't know.
Maybe you read that one aliyah, like you read on Parshas Achodesh.
Nobody goes through all the yom. He writes everything over here. You read over here Me'inyan Pesach v'chol haparshios hamedabrois Me'inyan Pesach. Never heard that before. Okay, erev Pesach achat sois. You take out a sefer Torah and you read from Achodesh Zelachem all the way and all the other parshios that discussed Pesach, and then you take out the Haggadah. I never heard it either. I thought you think of the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah.
Right.
Shabbos Haggadah, after Mincha, you read the Haggadah. Here he writes that on Erev Pesach, over Erev Pesach, after Mincha, Oymer Seder Korban Pesach. Seder Korban Pesach. But it's too late. Korban Pesach was offered before Chatzos. Korban Pesach had to be offered.
No, I'm sorry.
The Achar Amincha Oimer Seder Korban Pesach V'nitvas B'sidurim. Fine. Uve'er Pesach Shachris Mashkimin L'hispalel L'fish Ad Shoh Asiris Sarach Ligmar Sudasai. You get up early to that because you have to finish in Chomets, but before the 10th hour. V'hu dalit shos ad hayoyim. It's 4 hours into the day. V'mashal hayadorish shokol echad yikach ma'at mikemach pesach v'lech lo kodim ha-pesach v'ize ta'am shalit ha'as k'day she'im ula yesh chashash shchimutz bekemach yitzeh yidle be'hama'at ha'necha kodim ha-pesach. Unbelievable chiddush. Is that a person should take some of his shmur matzah, or some of his matzah meal, and he should eat the kosher lePesach mitoyim from the kosher lePesach, the kosher lePesach, 100% kosher lePesach food erev Pesach before the zman iser achila. So just in case later on during Pesach you have a shaila, so then you, there might have been a mashu of chametz, you can mitoyle that the food that you ate that was kosher, that you thought was kosher lePesach before the zman iser achila was the chametz. Was the chametz? Unbelievable chiddush. Yidle behamaat. You can assume that the small amount of food that you ate before the zman israchila hanechal koydin pesach was the chametz. That was the chametz that was in the chumra be'almahu. This is an extreme chumra with yishein machzik in isra, because you do not have to assume there's going to be any problems. If you do, what you do not know is good for you. If you do not assume that there's any chametz, it's okay. The odu also.
Not
matzah.
No.
Just eat a little bit so that
matzah meal. Mix it in.
Matzah meal.
Mix it in.
In your matzah,
so
we say
okay.
This didn't. I ate it.
Later on in the day, there's a suffix. You have a shayla. Later on, oh no, there might have been chametz. There might have been a mashu of chametz.
Right.
So now the whole taruv is also because the chametz is also the mashu. Oh, but since I ate up some of the food before the Zman Isser, so we can be toiler, we could assume that what was eaten in the morning was the chametz. Was the chametz. It's like a legal loophole. So it's not statistically, it's not going to work. But halachically, it's a technique.
It's
against
the reasons why not.
The Od, the kemach bekemach hulach belach umimon of shach. If you have kemach im yesh shishim kvar nispatel, if you have 60, so it's bottle. Biddle works before Pesach. Biddle works before Pesach. V'imlav ein amal. If it's not going to be 60, it's not going to make difference. We're saying over here this idea to eat before this man is rachila, it doesn't really accomplish anything because man of shach. If there is chametz, it's bottle. And if there's so much chametz, it's anyway not going to be broken bottle. So therefore, don't bother even eating a small amount before Pesach because you're really not accomplishing anything whatsoever. Amnon, nira, shechashash l'man desfile de kemach bekemach nikur yavesh biyavesh. Shechashash l'man desfile de kemach bekemach nikur yavesh biyavesh. V'choyzer v'nir b'Pesach. Some hold that flour has the status of yavesh. And if it's yavesh, then v'choyzer v'nir b'Pesach, so then it's not going to become bottle. There is no bittle if it's yavesh. So when I take a small amount of flour and put it into another dish on Pesach, I'm going to make that dish chametz stick. Therefore, by eating this chametz, eating this flour before Pesach, before the zman israchila, you are indeed eliminating the problem. V'noagu lasos ha-kigel. Ha-kigel b'Shabbos, ha-godol mikemach ha-Pesach. You ever hear this before? Never heard this before? The minig is that the kugel on Shabbos HaGadol should be made with kosher lePesach shmura matzah meal. As a hachana, I guess too. I'm assuming maybe he means maybe he's coming to answer that to what we just said. Just in case chas v'sholom on Pesach, it's discovered that there was a chashash of chametz. So the chametz was already eaten in the kugel on Shabbos HaGadol. Or maybe this means we're just trying to warm up. We're just trying to get our taste buds. They should adapt to the kosher Pesach food, so we should eat with b'te'avon on Pesach itself. Okay, has a lot of chidushim in there. Hashulchan, okay, things you never heard of before. All right, we'll stop here.
The Hasidim would never do that.
What? Probably they do more than we do it.
They, because they won't eat any.